It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Pruse.
Hello, Fairbanks. I hope you're having a great Saturday. It's time for Fairbanks Foodies. On this show, we look at food and many wonderful ways how you can cook it, recipes you can try, restaurants you can go to, beverages you can make, anything that you can make food enjoyable, a holiday, a precious meal, a fast meal, anything like that. Today, accompanying me in the studio here are two of my favorite foodies that are quite good at what they do. So when I have Chuck Lemke and Gary Black in the studio here, I gotta bring it. And today, what I served them today before we came on the air, I love pasta. I'm Italian. And red sauce, Alfredo sauce, it doesn't matter to me. It's all good. So, but there's so many pastas out there, and there's so many ways to make an Alfredo sauce. So what I did for my two friends here is I got a friend of mine. He has a little company in Montana, a pasta company. And he makes this pasta called a ratazzini. And it looks like a little barrel that's been went through a grinder. These little barrels that have many little holes in them, and it makes it cook fast and cook well. And once I tried this, Chuck, Gary, there was no going back.
Oh, no.
So what I did was I made a nice Alfredo with lobster tails as my protein or meat, and it's total meal time for everything you have here is 30 minutes, also with the asparagus spears. So I'm going to start with how I made the Alfredo sauce. And what you do is what I do is we have a nice French white wine. It's a Chateau Haute La Fière, and so that was included in everything that we had here. So what I did is I got some butter, a quarter stick of butter, a little bit of the white wine here, melted it in, diced up some garlic, threw that in there, let that start coming to a nice mixture after about 4 minutes. Then I threw in the half and half, and I brought that to a simmer. While I was doing that, I got 3 cups of my pasta here and put water on the boil. When the boil came, put it in. And as the Alfredo sauce came to a nice simmer, about a 3 minute simmer, I drained the pasta. It wasn't al dente, it was even a little bit more than al dente. Because I wanted as much of the Alfredo sauce to be soaked into the pasta. And just before I put in the pasta, I got out my rosemary olive oil Asiago, and I put some of that from my little cheese grinder. I put that in the sauce. I put in the pasta. Then I ground in some more of the cheese, and I just rolled it in. I just rolled it in, and I just rolled it in. At the same time, I was sautéing up in the butter and wine sauce with the garlic. The lobster tails, these little lobster tails that I had in the refrigerator, and they all came together at the same time. So I took out my scissors and I clipped the lobster tails in the little servings, so each of us get about 6 little lobster pieces in our servings, and I rolled it all together, and the amount of half and half with the amount of ratazzini and lobster, I think, was just spot on. And then for the asparagus spears, very simple. I took a little bit of the wine for a moisture. I put it in a baking dish. I put in some herbs, which were oregano and tarragon. I like tarragon. And I put it at 350, covered it in my little baking dish with aluminum foil so I'd get some steam in there. And I cooked it for 25 minutes at 350, pulled it out, wrapped it in aluminum foil with a little bit of butter, and brought it down here and served it with a nice white wine. And I think it all went well together.
And we're so glad you did.
So, you know, when David Prues texts you and says, gentlemen, meet me at the studio, we're going to eat, you meet David at the studio because right. You're going to eat.
You're going to eat well.
This is great. This is wonderful. The texture of the pasta, the sauce with the wine, bam. Mm-hmm. Well done. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, there's so much you can do with pasta on an Alfredo. Mm-hmm. The type of pasta that you want. There's so many different ways you can go. There's so many additives, you know, be it mushroom, chicken, veggies. There's so many things that you can mm-hmm. make to make it your own dish.
Well, now, how are we going to be able to get this pasta here?
I will find some and I'll okay. get some. I'll get some up for us. I will get some up for us because
we could open up a market for them here without yeah. any problem at all.
You know, the other day on Facebook, I put a photo of a steak. I cooked the perfect steak, and behind the steak was this pasta and this dish, and Kathy Mayo. She didn't say anything about the steak, but she says I get that looks like my favorite pasta at Vaughn's in Seattle Market. You know, she went for the pasta.
Right.
She went for the pasta. I love
it does
pasta.
Make a big difference, you know, just in general with what you're going to be preparing.
Yeah.
You know, there will be a pasta that goes along with it necessarily because of its shape, because of how it holds sauce, whether you use a lighter sauce or a heavier sauce. And this pasta is fantastic. I would use this with red, white, thick, thin.
Yeah.
It all is going to work.
A vodka sauce? Oh, yeah. And so, but again, the simplicity, except for, you know, you're pulling out lobster tail, but it can be done with anything. But it's from beginning to end, the whole thing from prep to plating to get over here, 30 minutes. A 30-minute wonderful meal.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I think what you should do is each week or each time that Gary and I are here, try it once with, you did it with lobster.
Yeah.
Next time, maybe it'd be scallops.
Yeah.
Next time, it could be
shrimp
yeah. or halibut.
Yeah.
You know, salmon starts getting a little heavy. It takes on too much direction,
yeah.
certainly for, you know, for the sauce of the fettuccine Alfredo sauce.
And Fairbanks, as I was betraying myself to them, I was looking at doing a beer but chicken and then taking the very moist chicken breast for this and doing it that way and slicing it up. But I just didn't have time today. I was, you know, busy. And so I thought, if you're too busy to do what you want to do, upgrade it if it's going to take you less time. And that's what I did.
Well, we'll certainly provide you the opportunity to do as many of these as
yeah.
you wish.
And what a treat to... David rarely tells us what he's preparing beforehand, so it's always kind of a surprise when
right.
Chuck and I come in. To have lobster for lunch, holy smoke, yeah. I'm feeling all kinds
well,
of fancy, Chuck.
Well, he probably eats this way all the time.
No, actually, you know, but, I usually by myself and I'm eating over the kitchen sink, okay? So this allows me that one time of the week where I get to bring it. I get to think. And I get to bring it.
Well, I something that just popped into my mind here, and as we sit across the council from you and that, and we enjoy this wonderful meal and listen to the stories and everything that goes along with it, if you were to speak with more of an Italian accent, and if we had this on television, you could be Fairbanks' answer to Nick Stellino. You know, and I
yeah.
love when he does it because there's this passion, there's this sense of everything and keeping it right and keeping it true to tradition.
That's what I like about the three of us in this studio. You know, I've seen what you guys do. I've had your food. You know what you're doing. You bring it. You have that passion for food. And so your comments on how to take this, upgrade it, grade it a different way, do it a different way, you know what you're doing. So we all have that.
Well, and that's one of the things, you know, with food, unlike a lot of other things in life, there's your way of doing it. And
yeah.
it's predicated on your family upbringing and stuff like that,
yeah.
where you lived in the country.
Now remember what you said. You just said the word, there's your way of doing it. Fairbanks, after the break, we're going to have something special for them. They don't know what it is, but
Uh-oh.
It's special.
Uh-oh.
And again, and it's their way of doing it.
Well, this is the thing, and I tell people, you know, there are things out there that you stay true to. If you're doing a steak au poivre, or if you're doing some dishes that are, you know, when you order it, this is what you're expecting.
Yeah.
Go ahead and stick to that recipe and make it that way.
Yeah.
But from there,
it's yours.
Make your themes and variations.
Yeah.
And this is the fun part of it because, like I say, you cook in three different ways. You either cook by intent, where you're going to make steak au poivre, so you're going to do it. You're going to go out and buy all the things that go into it. You're going to buy content, and that's like, ooh, what do I have in the fridge, in the freezer, in the cabinet?
Right.
And then the third way is by oops, whereas you're in the process of doing this, and either you add something that was different or you didn't have what you wanted, you had to change it, modify it.
Today was an oops day. Oops, I don't have time.
You can oops like this. No.
And like you said, how many times do you look in your freezer, your refrigerator, you're going to do something, and you look in your cabinets, and you start going a different direction? I do that often.
Mm-hmm. Regularly.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what I like about food. It brings out my creative mind. It really does. It makes me relax.
It does, and the thing that it does for me also is it lets me see how much as people we are alike, no matter where you're from, because there's relatively few food things that we eat.
Yeah.
You know, but it's how it's seasoned, how it's prepared, you know, what you drink with it.
Yeah.
You know, and how it's served. Is it family style? You know, you go and say, if certainly an Italian family, things are coming out in a big bowl and you serve out of that. Otherwise, you know, if it's an English type of thing, it's served more in a diminutive way and that. But this is, and it's like, well, wait a second, we make that too, but ours is done this way.
Yeah.
You know, and I really love that about, you know, people coming together and sharing those types of things.
Yeah, and then Gary's publication, you know, he throws some good food things in there too.
Oh,
you know,
definitely.
A lot of fun. You know, I it's not that I steal your recipes, but boy, do I look at them, and I might use them for my betterment.
It puts them in the starting box.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's what the heck. They're, you know, it's now, what we do.
Now, I would just ask you, are these things that come from you, and you can't help but be influenced by other things, or basically do you look at taking other things, and here's what I can do with that?
A lot of it is stuff I grew up on at home and have modified to, okay, this was the original family way my mom did it. I don't like that. We're going to try this. And it grows from there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I always tell people when I pass and I'm at the pearly gates and there's, you know,
there's going to be one hell of a party.
No, there's going to be my mom there. And she's going to be telling St. Peter, don't bring him in because he changed my pasta sauce. You know, and I'll say, Mom, you know, the only thing I did is I put a carrot in there to pull out the acidity, and I put in a cup of good red wine so I could drink red wine during the 5 hours while I made your pasta sauce. But there will be, she'll say, there's going to be hell to pay for you, David. But hey, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to Fairbanks Foodies. We're going to take a moment and listen to our wonderful sponsors. And I would like to welcome the Food Bank as a sponsor to this program. Guess what? They feed Fairbanks, and they're incredible. Hopefully, you help them out, too. We'll be back after these messages.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prusen still here with Gary Black and Chuck Klemke. And I think I gave a good surprise to them. Don't know if they're going to like it or not. But what I like about Fairbanks, and I'm still chewing on food, sorry, Fairbanks, is the big diversity we have in Fairbanks and food. So a good friend of mine, Al Barrett, he is a well-known person. He makes homemade kimchi. And I never really have had kimchi until I've had his. And all of a sudden, I have an addiction to Korean food. and this is, I picked this up yesterday. He says it's good for a week in the refrigerator. And he gave me a call. And I said, once I put it in my hand, I said, okay, I'm going to have this on the air with me, Fairbanks Foodies. He came through the Army, and in the Army, he was stationed in Korea, but that's not where he learned how to do this. When he was in Fairbanks here, he enjoyed Korean food, and some of the people, service people that he was in the service with, married to Korean wives. And they showed him how to do it. And he does it, and there's kimchi that'll scald your mouth out, but his is more of a slight pickle with a little bit of back end light heat. I'm not a big heat fan.
No, I'm not either. But this is it's made for we round eyes.
Yeah, it's made for Americans. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So when you pull this out, because we didn't know what David was going to do here, like, oh gosh, does he have?
Nobody knows all the time what David
was
going to do.
I have homemade kimchi. I was like, woo! I love kimchi. Love, love, love. So my first fear was, oh man, this is going to be hot. This is going to be over the top hot.
Yeah.
It's not. Al, this is wonderful. Garlicky. I mean, I love the
essence of it. Everything, it blends well together. It just blends well together. I have no idea how you make kimchi. I have no idea. But I'm glad he does. Because if you don't know how to do it, make sure someone you know knows how to do it so you can go get it.
Oh my gosh.
It's not quite as bad as like with puffer fish and stuff like that.
He just had an oh my God moment.
Yeah, I love kimchi.
Yeah.
And you know, kimchi in the past couple of years has had a moment. Mm-hmm. You know, One of my favorite comfort foods is a grilled bacon kimchi sandwich.
Wow. Okay.
Bacon kimchi.
Yeah.
I've never seen that out on
that sounds delicious, first of all.
I've had it on the food page. It is just absolutely amazing. Some good, splurge and get the good bacon. Grill your cheese of your choice. Kimchi on there.
What's your cheese of choice?
For this, I like cheddar.
Yeah.
Super sharp. Very much like the bacon.
You'd have
splurge,
to have something to match it.
Get the good cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's and Fred's has done a very good job of expanding their fromage market.
Yeah.
And they're knowledgeable too. They've taken the time to learn about it as much as you would expect up here. Probably even more than you would expect. The interesting thing too, people more often than not think of Asian food, it's all the same, whether it's Chinese or Japanese or Korean or Thai or whatever. Yeah. It's like, no, there's a world of difference between that. And one of the things that I've seen over the years is in consuming and enjoying Korean food, is there more fixed on the protein component. Mm-hmm. There's more meat that goes along into it. You know, Japanese and or Chinese, there'll be some meat things that go on there, but it's in smaller things, whereas the Koreans, no, bring it out. It's going to be, you know, a lot of protein, a lot of, you know, beef, pork, whatever they're serving in that. And so that's just another example of thinking it's all alike. No, it's not. There are differences in the what they're using and then how they're preparing it and how they're seasoning it. That's just exciting.
David, do you know anything about Al's recipe procedure?
No, but I can bring him on here with you and have him explain it.
Or email me. This is great.
What I can do is have him contact you if you want to write something about this in your paper on how he does it.
Well, you know, garden season is...
Coming.
Yeah. If you garden, you should probably have your started already in your basement under your grow light, getting ready to transplant. And we all know what our cabbage looks like, you know, here in the interior. So I've had many a homemade kimchi with Alaska cabbage.
Yeah.
This is wonderful.
Yeah. You know, the first time I had it, now whenever he makes a batch, he knows to call me.
He can call me, too.
Okay. the addiction, I'm an empowerer. I'm an enabler. Yeah. And that's the fun part about Fairbanks. We're an island. We're by ourselves. But we have so many talented people in so many talented ways. And we do not look at anything in a lesser way. We want good. And we have so many people who can produce really good stuff in a homemade or a restaurant. And here it was, you know, the first time I ever had this is like, bam, that hit my palate and it was perfect for my palate.
Perfect. I would swear that Al had a Korean grandmother.
I don't think so, but...
I would say that when you identify yourself as an enabler, whereas you are that, but that is way too mild for you. You are an instigator.
yes. Yes, I am.
That takes it beyond in a very positive way.
Yeah. But when I got this yesterday, I thought, oh, I know who's going to like this. That was the surprise. You know, how often do you go into a place and you have Italian, you know, crafted, made up, and then go to kimchi, homemade?
We've gone around the world.
Yeah. I mean, you know, from west to east, you know, and that's Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
That is Fairbanks.
Oh, definitely.
Now, you know, you've had a couple of restaurants that shut down over COVID, and most of them are coming back. And right next to Gary's business, you had the diner. And so the other day I went by there, and I live in the hood there, and I saw that the driveway and the parking lot was plowed out. Oh, so, you know, me being the curious person I am, I went there, and there's a sign on the door. It said, you know, coming soon, it's going to be a Thai restaurant. It's going to be a Thai restaurant where the diner is there on Illinois Street. And that's the interesting thing about Fairbanks. You know, I think I counted one time myself and Karen Gordon, who's been on here with me a few times. She's my Thai restaurant, Thai cooking aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through and we counted up approximately 31 places where you can get Thai food. And there's, I think, 12 to 15 places in town that have Thai in their restaurant name. And here's another one. And Fairbanks has a wonderful appreciation for Far East food.
Mm-hmm.
Vietnamese, Thai, Korean. We're getting Korean restaurants sprouting up now.
Mm-hmm.
And so our palate is just going throughout the worldwide. We're an enclosed environment. You don't get to drive 8 miles down the street to another town of 500,000 people with all the restaurants in it. No, you got the North Pole.
Right.
Or Esther or Fox. And that's what you get.
Well, I mean, it used to be that the Soul Kitchen downstairs at the bowling alley,
yeah,
you know, that was kind of, you could get in and start doing some things because they had the raw materials there to work with and that. And then the Soul Kitchen was in there too. And so you could try. But once again, they weren't taking the spotlight.
No.
And now they've moved into that. And once again, I think in many ways, because of that, the protein component of what they do suits, you know, Alaskans or people even a little bit more.
Now, Fairbanks, here's one for you. Chuck Lemke. He's enjoying a wonderful French white wine that pairs well with kimchi. I mean, where do you find that?
You did a pairing here that was, you know.
Accidents are fun. Accidents are fine.
Bruce Abbott would be proud of such a move there.
Yeah. And it was from Bruce's place that I got this wine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you take a look at that. That brown jug that we have here.
Oh, it's amazing. I was in there because we're part of the wine of the month club there, Bruce's club. And so you can get, you know, two bottles, you get four bottles, whatever you want. And so they are right around the 15th of the month while they let you know that they're in and ready to go. And so talking with Jen, who is now the on-the-ground
General Foreman.
Right. And I just walking through there, and, you know, sometimes you go on Fred's and other places, and the shelves are not necessarily stocked full. In there, there isn't a space on a shelf that's not used. And it's like, Jen, because I used to be, you know, had a liquor license, a wine and beer license and that. And so you had all the sales reps from K&L and especially imports and what have you, Odom, coming around, showing and trying to get some of their product on your menu. Well, you're limited in how many you can have because you can't store or keep so many, and that becomes a challenge.
Yeah.
And most of it is a matter of knowledge. And I said, Jen, how do you keep this all straight of what's what, what's good, what pairs, all the questions that you're going to be asked? She said, that's why I have a computer. Because she can go to and reference that, because there's no way anybody could know, Bruce might. But, you know, for us mere mortals, you know, to know and understand the subtlenesses, much less the good, the bad. All too often we look at, is it a 92, is it a 94, you know? And, you know, or is it a $19 bottle of wine, or is it a $65 bottle of wine? And that really doesn't make a difference.
No.
What makes a difference is what tastes good to you, what pairs well.
This is an $18 bottle of wine, and it's one of my favorites. I go in there in the French Row, and it's affordable, and I get, you know, $95 bottle of wine too. But this one, I just think, is the value wine for incredible taste.
Oh, absolutely. No, this is very, very nice. It's one of those things. I know when we go down to Seattle, because we're also a member of their elite wine club down at Sato San Michele. Because that's just an experience when you go down there anyhow. And not only are you going to get good wines from it, but you get first notification of who's performing down there. And if you have not had the chance, when you take a look and see who's performing, they have this wonderful outdoor stage, and it can seat hundreds of people. You can get in there and get seats that are actual chairs sitting on concrete, or you can get on a blanket and or short seats sitting out on the ground, and then they have all sorts of food concessions around. It's just a fantastic experience in that.
Gentlemen, our half hour is over. It was my pleasure and my honor.
Oh,
this is wonderful, David. You could surprise us again with the same thing next week, and I would act totally shocked.
Fairbanks, you have a great evening. Eat well, dine well, prepare your food well, and I'll see you next Saturday.
Take care.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM, also streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.